Hi, my name is Nishay Jones, and I'm the author of Courtesy of Cupid. I've always loved magic and humor, and I love to laugh, and I've always loved that little hint of romance that you get in middle grade novels. And I guess I wanted to push it a little bit further with this book. I was really inspired. I think one day I was watching old episodes of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I was like, I would love to write a book with that kind of vibe. I really loved the feel of what Sabrina the Teenage Witch used to be. Not the new one, but the 90s show. And I wanted to write something that was both fun, both magic, but then there was also this age-appropriate romance element to it that kids would enjoy. I think I started first with the story versus actually seeing who the character was. I had a general overview of what I wanted the story to be, which isn't my typical process when writing. Usually I have a really distinct idea of what character I want, but Aaron actually came about a little bit later. I kind of had this idea of having a Cupid themed book. I wanted to incorporate like the demigod element somehow, like in a fresh way. I didn't necessarily want it just to be like the same thing as Percy Jackson. I wanted to do it in some type of kind of different way, but still homage to like Greek mythology. So I kind of had the idea of Cupid before I had Aaron. So Aaron kind of came up in my head because I wanted to represent a portion of the population. She's a biracial black girl. She's black identifying, and she's really academically driven. She really cares about curing colon cancer, being like first in school. She wants to get the Nobel Peace Prize. She's really academically driven. And it's for a 13-year-old, like a 12, 13-year-old, that is kind of a lot. You know, a lot of kids are still trying to figure out who they are at 12 and 13, or even 18, 19. So I kind of have this character who was trying to discover who she was outside of all of her academic focus goals. And that's where Aaron kind of came from. I really hope that they find joy in the book. You know, COVID years have been really hard for everybody. And I really hope they are able to smile. They're able to laugh. They're able to swoon. They're also realizing that nobody's perfect and that we all are human. And that we all have room to grow and to make mistakes, and that's perfectly fine, and that's okay. So this excerpt is right, is the first day of school, and it is when we're first introduced to Aaron's arch nemesis, Trevor Jen. So Trevor Jen and Aaron are academically neck to neck. They're in this rivalry. So this is the first day of school, and this is when the reader is first introduced to Trevor. The room was fully empty. Not even Miss Richmond is in the room yet. Good, good. I can pick a seat right up front, in the center, away from distractions. But as I near the perfect seat, I stop, looking down at a ramrod straight back. I take in the jet black hair, styled and coiffed without a strand out of place, a perfectly pressed collared shirt and boring khaki pants. He has the most bland wardrobe. It just doesn't make any sense. I didn't even see him when I first came in because he pretty much blended in with the desk and the rest of the classroom furniture. And we have these things called footnotes. So footnote, though Trevor is my arch enemy, it would be scientifically irresponsible not to mention that he is what most people would consider attractive. He has that tall, dark, and handsome thing going for him, I guess. But that is strictly a scientific observation on my end. Dread floods through me. Trevor Jen turns around and smiles at me, but not a nice smile. No, that would be too much for Trevor. Instead, he gives me a smile like a shark who has just spotted a tasty minnow.